Welcome to anchor.com, anchorfm.com, and also Spotify, the home of the podcast where you heard all around the world, from bedroom, bathroom, living room, kitchen, your home, apartment, condo, dormitory, or RV, on your flat screen TV, iPod, your cell phone, or computer screen with your headphones on. Thank you and welcome. If you're being a drive through curbside service parking lot, walking with a mask on, back to school, back to work, in between places and things, please continue to be safe and careful. And again, you can hear this episode on anchor.com, anchorfm.com, or Spotify. Appreciate your support. And now on with the episode. This episode, John Coltrane, Train Slow Blues. Arguably considered the greatest saxophonist ever, a man with signature composure and composition skills that are all very distinctive, and they had such a raw, energetic, and strong soulful fusion, tone, feel, madness, anger, rage, genius, strong creativity, a craftsmanship that, you know, when you listen to him, you just knew it was him. Set such a standard, such a precedent, that it's felt, you know, 60 plus years later. You hear him, it's so organic, the production, the arrangements, the tone, the band, and it's just so melodic and it's so powerful. And the thing about when I hear this piece of music with him, some musicians, they sound like they're playing maybe in a studio. He felt like he really had a live feel. It's like you felt like he really cut it fresh. You just felt the details, the nuances, and the strength of him. And just as time went on and more music you heard from him, you just felt the ferocity, that energy. He really put his all into it. And that's why he was such a distinctive musician. And that's one of the things that made him stand out so much. Because, you know, there's one thing to just be, hearing the music. It's another one that just gets to you, you know. And you just hear, the musicianship that just truly brings everything together. And that's what made him such a unique force and one of the greatest talents ever. And he just had such a power and originality and so much strength and force with what he was putting in composition. So just another classic by one of the greatest musicians ever, period. No matter what style, genre, you always knew John Coltrane's signature and tone. Wash your hands, keep your mind clear, watch out for another. Please give me thoughts and takes on John Coltrane's Trains, Slow Blues, and how this song stands out in his vast catalog, and I mean one of the greatest musical catalogs ever. Keep it funky, keep on the one. Please be safe, be careful out there. If you've not heard John Coltrane's Trains, Slow Blues, please do. Let me know your thoughts and your takes. Again, you can hear this episode on anchor.com, anchorfm.com, or Spotify. Continue to be safe and well. Till next time, we catch you. Peace, the best. I'm out.